Welcome.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. We're recording. Gavin, are you recording? Did you make sure your interface is plugged in right?
Oh yeah. It's plugged in. It's fine.
Okay.
Cool. So, Gavin, what you been up to, man?
Oh, my gosh, guys. I don't even know. It's been, like, weeks since I've talked to you guys.
Yeah, it actually has been.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we're very bad at this.
Yeah. Winter, I think
it's winter.
I think no one is thinking about you doesn't really understand winter yet.
No,
winter is hard.
Winter, actually, here there is basically no winter.
Here it's right now. It's like every day it's been minus like 30.
Yeah, it's about it was plus 10 today.
Plus 10, but you have permanent rain, right?
No, it hardly ever rains. Like it's what? England and rain is. Such a stereotype.
Oh.
But, like, it does obviously rain. But
I thought it was the rain that just ruins everyone's teeth. That's why everyone has bad teeth, and it just rains all the
true
time.
Acid rain. They were just smiling in the acid rain.
What a burn. Actually, you know what? A lot of people here have good teeth. I haven't actually noticed.
What else is an English
your teeth
stereotype?
Are going really bad, actually. They look disgusting now.
What is?
All those orthodontists, you're going down the drain. Your teeth are getting all fucked up.
Yeah, mine from being in England.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're fucked.
That's it. You might as well just get rid of them when you come back. Don't bring that shit over here.
I know. I pay like so much money to go to school here, and then when I get home, I have to pay all this money for dentistry. So.
Yeah, I'll have to go back to your braces day. Okay.
Whatever. I'm the new head of daytime for CSR.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's crazy.
So I'm basically the best person ever.
So you're just a professional at this. This podcast, can Noite take credit for?
Wait, is it because you're the only one without an accent? Is that why? Are you valuable to them because you don't have an accent?
I think because a lot of my friends are on the committee, so I happen to have an upper hand.
Okay.
Plus, I was the only person who applied for the position and was on time for it. So.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Hurts. Well, you shouldn't say this stuff. You know.
Yeah.
Keep that to yourself.
Yeah, you should just be like, well, all my years of podcasting, no one is thinking about you, and
there were about 50 other. 50. Competitors.
I ended up playing 1,000 shows in a band. I really honed my voice too.
That was in my my fucking statement.
Really?
To get onto it, I was just like, yeah, I was in a band. I love music. I know music. Like, just give me the fucking position. And they did.
You owe me this.
And then they were like, no, we'd rather give it to nobody.
I think this podcast has definitely helped me on my radio show.
Your radio game?
Yeah, it's like, it's so much easier to talk and make banter.
Yeah.
Than it was, like, what, 2 years ago when I started this thing.
Because you practice saying nothing on here. We don't really talk about anything real.
Yeah,
so at least
true.
When you have when you have real work to do, you at least have stuff to fill it up with.
Do you have, like, guests and stuff on your show, Gavin? Or what?
Yeah,
is it just
weekly.
You?
Yeah, listen to it.
Hello? Yeah. We have guests. They're not, like, famous or anything, just people we know, and then they just come on. And
yeah, kind of like this podcast.
Cool. Okay.
We shoot the shit. Yeah, exactly.
Pretty maybe a little bit more professional.
A little bit more professional.
A bit.
Yeah, they're a little more focused.
Though I keep swearing on air, and it's terrible.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to that. You kept swearing.
I guess.
Wait,
so,
what's your limit?
So
you can say
trouble.
Shit, but not fuck, right?
No, you're not allowed to say anything.
Yeah, oh. He can't even say fucker right in a pussy hole.
You can't even say fucker in the pussy hole?
No, you can't say
what's
fucker
the point?
In a pussy. No.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm pissed. Because I keep swearing as part of my vocabulary. And
you allowed to say
it.
Crap?
Nah, maybe. How actually,
how about bollocks? Can you say bollocks?
Probably.
Can you say balderdash?
I don't know if that's a swear word.
Can you say whippersnapper?
Can you say bloody? Yes.
Can you say midge?
Midge? Is that a swear word?
I don't know. Isn't that like a slang, English slang for a woman?
Are you allowed to say cheerio?
A woman's. Yeah, can you say chip or cheerio?
Can you say pip pip?
No, pip pip's a swear word.
Are you allowed to say, can I have some more?
No, that's too sexual.
Okay, how about one last one? Can you say jolly good day?
jolly good day.
Gavin, do they have oatmeal there, or is everything porridge?
Honestly,
that's a real question.
No, that is actually a good question, though. I would love to look, but I don't know. They have like a million types of sausages.
Yeah, bangers, and there's sausages, and there's snossages.
Like they in the supermarket, they sell like Irish sausages, British sausages, Scottish sausages, really? And then like a million other types. And I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Worst, this worst Schnitzelgeiler. All the German ones. You get all those cool German ones.
I don't know. I guess, yeah.
Okay. You want to get on topic and stuff now?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah. Enough putting this guy on the spot.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know how to explain this. We wanted it kind of switching it up. We're not doing topics so much anymore of individual questions. We thought we end up a lot of times skewing the discussion towards like one central focus. So we thought we'd just do it around that. This week, I want to throw nostalgia onto the table. Only because if you guys have not seen it yet, totally check it out. Look it up. Power Rangers on Google. There's this gritty reboot. Some what's his name? Adi Shankar. He made this like bootleg version of Power Rangers. It's so good.
I really didn't like
it. But it's like in the future. Yeah, so that's what I want
to let's discuss this video real quick. Yeah. Gavin, why don't you like it?
Yeah.
Wait, do you want to describe it more first?
Yeah, okay. So it's in the future. It's post Power Rangers. It's fully canon. So there's like Bulk and Skull there. They have all the other Rangers too. So what happens is like Kimberly's been captured by the second Red Ranger, not Jason, and like
I'll say don't spoil it though. Just describe it.
And then Rocky? All this. Sorry,
his name is Rocky, I think.
Yeah, Rocky. Yeah, and he's like the second Power Ranger, Red Ranger. And then you know they're going through like what happened to the Power Rangers after.
Oh, it's not Jason. You mean Jason?
No, not Jason. Jason. Gets...
You mean Tommy?
No, they're looking for Tommy. God damn it.
So who's Rocky?
James Vanderbeek.
Rocky's the second Red Ranger.
I thought the second Red Ranger was Tommy.
Oh, I mean like after Tommy.
Oh, okay.
Third Ranger. Sorry, okay, technically. Third Ranger.
Okay, see? I'm not crazy. I know we're Rangers.
So, yeah. What? Yeah, because remember Tommy was the Red Ranger?
Yeah, Tommy was the Green Ranger.
Red Ranger after Jason?
Right?
Yeah, Power Rangers Neo and stuff.
No.
Yeah, Tommy was the Green Ranger, and then he turned into the Red Ranger, right?
He turned white, then red.
Wait, he was the White Ranger?
He was green first, and then he was white.
Okay, yeah. Right. Okay, that's right.
And then he turned into the white one for Power Rangers Zero.
The red one for the second season.
Zio, he was a fucking thing. He's a Red Ranger, pretty sure.
Yeah.
Power Rangers Turbo, remember that?
Yeah, even when they,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, Tommy was still the Red Ranger. There too.
Remember Turbo. That one episode where they brought, like, all the Red Rangers
yeah,
together?
Yeah, Force
and,
forever
yeah,
red.
Yeah, and then yeah. And then Tommy was one of the Red Rangers.
Yeah, he was, yeah. And they brought back OG Jason, too.
That was a pretty cool episode.
That was cool. Yeah, but that was like in 2001.
Yeah,
well, 2002 actually. So I was watching it still then.
Yeah,
I know many people were not.
No, I definitely wasn't. But it was a cool episode because I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah. But yeah,
Gavin, are you in shock right now?
Am I in shock?
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of buzzing. Did you guys hear the buzzing?
No.
And it's just me. Okay. I really didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
Why?
No, but both of you liked it, so one of you should say why you liked it, and then I'll say why I didn't, and the other one can refute me.
Well, I liked it because they just added all this gore and shit. They took out all the sparks, and they actually added blood in return. That's all they did. They got rid of the sparks and added blood.
Yeah, but if you notice, the sound design was actually really funny because they still kept the campy attacks. It was like, whoosh, like
boom. Yeah. That's
and like
true.
All the sound effects were really campy, but it was like straight up like shooting people and like in the head and like blood splatters everywhere kind of shit. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
You thought that was cool?
I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Anything else? If you like it.
Well, let's go back and forth.
Okay.
We'll go back and forth.
What did you not like?
What did you
not
like?
I didn't like that it was gritty for the sake of being gritty.
That's true. Yeah, it was very, like, trying to be gritty.
Yes. It was so... To me, I was, like, almost cringing the whole time. I was like, what is this trying to be?
Yeah.
Like,
did
it was trying so hard to be so dark. That it felt really forced to me.
So, like one of those Dragon Ball Evolution type things?
Yes. And, like, I sent another Dragon Ball video. I don't know if you saw it.
Oh, I did not.
I think Karthik watched it.
Yeah.
Did you watch it, Karthik?
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah. It's like this new... It came out yesterday as well.
Oh.
And it's this new Dragon Ball Z kind of... It's when Gohan and Trunks are in the future fighting androids 18 and 17.
Yeah, it's like a...
Is it cool?
It's like a Kickstarter thing, right?
I think it's going to be a YouTube series.
Yeah, but it's like it's not like an official. It's like a crowdfunded.
Okay, that could be cool. Yeah. Okay.
It's okay. I liked it better than I liked the Power Ranger thing. But even that was like,
it was very
some
cheap.
Things you just can't.
Well, I thought that the whole Future Trunks thing, I thought that was like so cool. So
that's definitely the best saga.
Yeah, it's one it's definitely up there.
Yeah, but Dragon Ball Z is very cartoon.
It lives and dies because it's just like you can't take it seriously.
Yeah, as soon as you, unless you, you can maybe make it like CG or something like that, or if you do it realistic, it has to just be like, well, first of all, you can't make anyone have that hair and not look retarded.
Yeah, you can't. In a cartoon, you can't make someone not look retarded going Super Saiyan. It's not possible.
Yeah, except for that black kid on YouTube.
Oh yeah, shout out to the
shout out to Lil Blackie.
Yeah, shout out to Lil Blackie and the, and his shirt
on YouTube.com. Google Lil Black Kid Goes Super Saiyan. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Speaking of nostalgia.
Yeah. Speaking of nostalgia.
Okay, so back to Power Rangers.
Yeah, Power Rangers. I liked it because it's just kind of. They all had PTSD or whatever, and so they're just like, and then, you know, they do whatever. Like, some guys are like, oh, we're good guys or some shit, and then, you know, Zach is like, no, he just went for the money. And fun fact is, the two girls in his bed were actual two porn stars.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Brie Olsen and Amiya Miley.
Wait, how do you know that? What, you looked up two girls on bed?
Yeah, I looked up two girls, one bed.
Two girls, one bed, Power Rangers?
In the credits, it said Brie Olsen. I was like, isn't Brie Olsen a porn star?
And then oh, shit.
The girls were real porn stars, yeah.
It's funny.
I knew porn would come in handy one day.
Yeah, I knew all that knowledge.
I knew.
And then, I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool. Like, it was still cheesy, but, like, it wasn't kind of, like, it was still, it was embracing the cheesiness. Like, with the Bulk
and Skull
part. I didn't
think it was embracing it at all.
But if you definitely look at the director, like, if you see how he looks, he has this wannabe Alice Cooper thing. He's a fucking, and, like, there's an interview thing that he does about it before you can watch it before you watch the Power Rangers thing. And, like, he's one of those guys who, like, will make things gritty for the sake of being gritty. But overall, I liked it because it was well done. And it, you know, I think it did pretty good service to, like, just, like, oh, here's, like, this fun thing I did as, like, a side thing. It's not actually, you know, take it seriously.
But, like, the thing is that Power Rangers in general was so overdramatic in itself. So,
yeah, nostalgia, there's definitely a
hard. I can't be like, this is, like, so crazy compared to original Power Rangers.
Yeah.
There's sparks and, like, they would do triple flips by getting punched once. And,
yeah,
like,
and the putties. There's putties and there's this Bulk and Skull.
Also, wasn't
That's
there...
I think.
Sorry, Gavin.
Bulk and Skull, in this gritty reboot, they were, like, the biggest assholes in the world.
Yeah.
And while they were bullies in the original, they weren't going to kill anybody.
Yeah, they weren't intrinsic assholes. Yeah.
Bad people.
I think it's... Well, I don't know. They just kind of made it, like... These teenagers grew up into actual people and cared about money, and then it's like,
wait, didn't they have like mechs at the beginning of this video as well?
Yeah, that was their Megazords fighting.
That was really cool. I remember that part was cool.
That was weird because it was like the Megazord was fighting without the Minute.
Yeah, see, that's why I thought it was cool.
When did that happen?
Do you remember that part, Gavin?
Yeah, it was at the very beginning.
Yeah,
but they were using machine guns too.
Yeah,
that was
kind of weird.
On here?
Yeah.
I really dug Tommy's Green Ranger like band thing though. That was sick.
I didn't like that either.
That was like the weird like glowing thing. It was kind of interesting.
The only saving grace to me, well, I love me some James Vanderbeek. Like, he's cool.
Yeah,
I guess Dawson. And I wish I didn't get to see the R-rated version one where like the tits.
Wait, there's an R-rated version?
Yeah, it was on Vimeo, and you actually saw like the porn stars. They were like naked in bed with Zach.
Damn it!
Oh,
I know.
Now I gotta watch this
really
again.
Cool. Well, it's gone now. I didn't get to see it. They took it down.
Oh, well, okay. We'll go on Live Leak.
No,
like,
it's on the internet. Once it's on the internet,
it's always on the internet.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah. But, it was just like, to me, I thought the acting was bad. The lines were bad.
Oh, yeah.
The graphics were just too much. The sound effects overpowered all the voices.
Yeah, the sound effects were like the funniest sound design ever.
Yeah, like some of the fights were cool. Some of the direction was good, but just the whole thing watching it just made me angry. And then Rita, hey, spoiler alert. Okay, so
yeah.
And then Rita at the end, she didn't look cool at all.
Yeah,
no, she definitely didn't.
No,
even the Rangers, even Zach in his suit, he kind of looked weird. He just looked like
And Tommy needed long hair. Like, why?
Yeah, I thought they would actually get the Jason dude. Or what's his name? I forget. Jason
name?
David
Jason?
Frank. Yeah. Because he's an MMA fighter.
The real Tommy.
Yeah, the real guy, Tommy. I thought they would actually have him.
Yeah.
Cameo.
That'd be cool.
I think, I don't think it was, like, I think it was well done. I think it's, like, it's pretty cool that it exists. Just like, you know, if somebody made a Pokemon. Imagine somebody made a 3D, like, you know, live action Pokemon, and you see this.
Yeah,
like,
that's another thing I don't think could happen.
But, you know, it's going to look, if it's done as well as this one, I think it'd be cool to see, but definitely would not want, like, a feature length film. Like, people are right now on the internet he should make a feature length, you know, gritty Power Rangers. No, you don't want to see that.
Wait, is this a teaser for something?
No.
It's just a thing, right?
Like, he just makes these one-offs.
Okay.
Like, he had a Punisher one, He did this Judge Dredd one, and actually he directed the Judge Dredd movie, but like he made this offshoot one, cartoon about Judge Dredd. And there's one about Venom too, actually. I was reading up on
it. Okay, that sounds pretty cool. Does that exist? Or?
Live action, yeah. This guy's done. He's in these bootleg.
Well, they're really well made, so you can't deny that.
Yeah.
Do you guys think there's, like, on the top of your heads, is there any nostalgic cartoons kind of stuff that they did do a reboot of that actually worked?
Are you talking about the same director?
No.
Oh, you're just talking about, like, reboots in general.
Reboots in general. So, like, now were you thinking, like, gritty reboots or, like, any reboots at all?
Like, any reboots.
Any reboots? I really think they did a good job on Transformers. I didn't watch the original Transformers as a kid, but I watched Beasties and stuff. And, you know the idea of Transformers. It's these robots, cartoon dudes. And I really enjoy the Transformers movies. And I think they're actually just good action movies that all you want to see is robots fighting, and that's what they do. And you have Megan Fox being hot, and you have Shia LaBeouf being funny. What else do you need?
I don't mind the Transformers. The last one was absolutely terrible.
Yeah,
I didn't even watch the last one.
The last two, actually. But, I mean, like, in general. But
yeah, like, the first one was definitely
first
exciting.
One was cool, yeah.
I think they did a good job. Like, what else do people expect, you know? What else do they want? They want to.
Obviously, aspects of it pissed me off, but it was fine, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and, like, I haven't seen the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles, but I mean, like, in terms of, they always reboot the Ninja Turtles in the cartoons and stuff, and they rebooted it back in the 2000s. Well, we grew up with the 80s version that, you know, transitioned into the 90s, but then they rebooted it in the 2000s where they had those white eyes and they were a little more serious, TMNT, and then they have the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles again now. They're CG and they're kind of funnier, and they rebooted a lot, and I think that's a pretty good, you know, I've watched some episodes of TMNT and, like, the newer one. I think they do a pretty good job. I actually like the new one a lot because they're really they're still funny and stuff, which
isn't
is really.
Isn't there a new Daredevil movie coming out?
Yeah, I think it's a show actually.
Oh, it's a show.
It's a Netflix show.
Yeah,
okay.
Netflix show, yeah. Daredevil show. We'll see how that goes. Fun fact, Gavin, you in our sixth grade newspaper, you reviewed Daredevil.
I don't remember this at all.
You did.
And how did I like it?
You did not think it was that good.
Yeah.
So you had good taste in sixth grade.
Apparently so.
Yeah. And you were like, it's kind of cool, but it fell flat. And I was like, whoa. Sixth grade.
I think, like, obviously the best people doing these reboots are kind of like Marvel kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're talking about Amazing Spider-Man because I didn't like that movie.
Yeah.
No, it was all right, Amazing Spider-Man. But I'm talking,
I didn't like it.
That wasn't Marvel, though. It was Sony.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, Sony owns the rights to Spider-Man. Yeah.
Okay, never mind then.
Which is why right now everyone's freaking out because Marvel and Sony have joined forces and are making
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Yeah,
they allow
each other, like, Spider-Man in the movies now, but any money they make off Spider-Man.
So is Tobey Maguire coming back?
No. Like, no, they'll use Andrew Garfield.
They're talking about
that guy's the only
Morales
Spider-Man for me.
Miles Morales?
Yeah, I was just reading up on it. Like, you know who Miles is, right?
No.
Really?
Yeah, we're Googling him right now.
Wait, isn't that Miles, the black kid?
Yeah, it's a black
Spider-Man.
Oh,
okay, yeah, I know that guy.
Oh, you mean like Miles Morales?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, the Black Spider-Man, yeah.
Yeah, he's Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, and everyone's kind of like, Donald Glover. Yeah. And I would love it to be Donald Glover. My heart can only hurt so many times.
I don't think they're going to do it. They'll really push for that. I think in the comics it works, but I don't know if Donald Glover
apparently,
will be Spider-Man.
Someone, like an in, there's like a news article like yesterday.
Yeah.
And today, that was just like, yeah, some guy said on a podcast, and this, like, a very reputable reporter said, he's like, yeah, 95% sure that Miles Morales, like, not Miles Morales, but the new Spider-Man will be black.
Really?
That's what
the it would definitely said. Be huge. Especially, it'll help him a lot for the marketing because, you know, all the people are into that right now.
And did you see the Donald Glover interview, like, 2 days ago?
No.
He was on Good Morning America or something like that. Or USA Today, and it was for an interview for his new movie, Lazarus.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how, like, Childish Gambino is going to come to an end soon, or, like, just that maybe the name. He wasn't super specific. But then they asked him if he was going to be the new Spider-Man, and he's like, I cannot deny it, or and I cannot say I am. So it was, like, really cryptic.
Okay, so, like, yeah, they made probably, okay.
There's definitely a chance of it happening.
That'd be weird, but that'd be exciting, too, because.
Yeah, it could be cool.
Yeah.
It could be cool.
People are going to totally complain about, oh, man, Spider-Man's been white always when I was growing up.
No, I don't think anyone will say that, to be honest.
Yeah,
I don't think
there
anyone
will
say
be,
that.
Man. This is the internet age.
Everybody said that.
Oh, man, yeah, I guess.
Have you seen Donald Glover's stand-up?
No.
In his stand-up, Weirdo, it's like a special. He talks about the last time he was going to be Spider-Man and how he kept getting emails from people being like, don't ruin my childhood. Like, yeah, Spider-Man's not black.
Wait, he was going to be Amazing Spider-Man?
Yeah. Well, he was like
in talks.
In the talks of.
Wow.
Yeah, well, because there was a huge thing, downhill for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like a huge like Twitter thing.
And that's how Miles Morales got created, because the –
so many people
I guess someone from Marvel heard that and was just like, yeah.
And then he does a voice for him, too. So he's already, I guess, integrated into the Spider-Man thing. So that would be interesting. Andrew Garfield, like, I don't like him.
I don't like him at all.
But they did make him more of, like, a skinny, wisecracking dude. Tobey Maguire is not very skinny,
wisecracking. No, that's exactly why I like Tobey Maguire.
Oh, I didn't like Tobey Maguire.
What? I loved him.
Because his mouth is weird.
No, man, that guy was just so damn nerdy.
No,
I thought it was the best.
He's like some fucking shut in. That's how it.
Yeah, that's what Spider-Man is, though.
No, but
yeah.
Spider-Man is really just like a high school nerd who like talks way too much smack. That's what he is.
What, really?
Yeah. Spider-Man's always been.
Spider-Man doesn't talk. He doesn't talk smack.
He talks so much shit when he's Spider-Man. He talks so
much
shit.
Yeah, when he's Spider-Man.
Yes.
Tobey Maguire talks shit when he becomes Spider-Man. Before that, he's just a dumb nerd.
He's kind of just like, Mary Jane, what do you want? Hey, guys, stop it.
I definitely prefer Toby over Andrew Garfield. And
I've said this
a million times.
I'll say that, but it's not saying much.
I'll fight you over that.
Okay.
Toby's my boy.
Toby.
Defend Spider-Man 3 forever.
Spider-Man 3, emo Spider-Man.
Oh, God. Gavin, that was such a shit movie.
No. Okay, when did you rewatch it? Like, when was the last time you watched it?
I actually think I watched it, like, 2 years ago.
Rewatch it, because honestly, I rewatched it a few months ago.
God, that movie's
garbage. Shit's amazing.
I thought the second one was freaking sick.
Second
with
one was too good.
Doc Ock.
Yeah,
that was a sick movie.
That's one of the five movies I have on DVD at home. Spider-Man 2.
Really?
Yes. Now, with like speaking of reboots and stuff, reboot is getting a reboot.
Wait, is that actually happening,
yeah,
or is that?
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
it's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard about that so long ago, but I haven't heard anything else.
Yeah,
from
I think it's still in the works. That is going to be really.
I think it's going to be cool.
I think they're going to try to make it. It's going to make a lot more sense now that people. That computers are more widespread. You know, because
Reboot was a mystery.
It was kind of very. It was very mysterious.
Yeah.
It was kind of like made for kids, but not for kids.
I think Reboot can definitely go gritty after. If you do like one movie and then go gritty, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're going to be a show, but they're probably just going to be, you know, it was already gritty, right? Enzo got stuck in a game for 10 years, his eye got slashed out.
It was super happy.
Yo, Enzo was so fucking cool though.
Enzo's this old guy.
Yeah, he got so gritty.
Yo, he was so fucking cool though.
Oh yeah, I wanted to be Enzo
so
bad.
I wanted to be him.
Hot girlfriend, cool dog. One eye, you have a gun. You go to your sister's wedding and you rip off the sleeves of the tuxedo to look more badass.
Yeah.
What else did you want to be when you were a kid in the 90s?
Yeah, he was the dream. He was the
dream. I just wanted to be Enzo so bad, or the Red Power Ranger, or I don't know.
No, man, I wanted to be the White Power Ranger.
No. Yeah, you would want to be the White Power Ranger.
Because he was so geared out, man. He was so decked out.
No, you just wanted White Power, man.
No, man, I don't want White Power. But this guy comes out of nowhere. He's a white suit. No one has a white suit.
No, I wasn't.
No other Power Ranger in the world has a white suit. In the future, history of Power Rangers, no other white suit. This guy's the only white suit.
I think so. At least until Wild Force, they did not have a white ranger after that.
Maybe because they're like, it's too racist.
No, remember those ninja Power Rangers?
White
what the hell
power
were those?
Ranger. The putties?
But was that actually what they were called?
You talking about the putties?
No, there's like the ninja ones.
No, they were actual ninjas. Like they were in like ninja.
Yeah. Oh, when it was Power Rangers. Yeah, there was a different, like the different ones. I know that they had. It was had like some weird shitty bad guy.
Yeah, there was always this.
Here's 17 of this one bad guy you're gonna fight.
Yeah.
Fucking ninjutsus.
I think to round off this conversation, I would totally watch a Power Ranger reboot. As you can go as great as you want, I'll watch it in theaters. I just don't know if I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I can say that, but then like. you know, we have judgment with like trailers and stuff. If they do it like this one that just came out, I would definitely check it out. But you know, if it's like the Dragon Ball Z movie,
oh man,
maybe not.
I never even watched the Dragon Ball Z movie.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, Aaron, did you watch it actually?
I watched it because I had to.
Because you're the biggest.
But like, I don't even think it wasn't even called Dragon Ball Z. Didn't have the Z.
Yeah, it's called.
No, it's Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball.
That automatically makes it shitty.
Yeah. And then.
But I guess the Z stands for Z Warriors, and like Z Warriors don't exist. It's only Goku in that movie.
Yeah. Man, that's so deep. That's so like nerdy. I didn't even know that.
Why Z? It's called the Z Warriors. That's what it. That's what it is.
I didn't even know that.
Wow.
That's how little I know about Dragon Ball Z. Even though I watched every episode.
I've watched it two or three times through.
Oh, yeah. And you're watching the
Abridged. I'll marathon it from time to time.
Oh, man. I can't do that.
It's great. Oh, well, if you got the Kai, you can do it really quick, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Because those things cut out all the fat.
Yeah. And then, shit, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. With watching Dragon Ball Z and stuff like that, like speaking of nostalgia, like, so that show you think holds up?
Yeah, as long as it's not watching non-Kai.
What are you talking about? You're saying if someone was to watch Dragon Ball Z right now?
Yeah.
There isn't a single guy that like I know that hasn't watched Dragon Ball Z. Like I could talk to any male that I meet instantly and we'll just have a full Dragon Ball Z conversation.
Yo, and how about this? Black dudes,
especially black dudes.
All black dudes and any dude who's like fucking thugged out or anything, talks about Dragon Ball Z. They will tell you everything.
Yeah.
I know a guy at my gym who has a Vegeta tattoo.
That's fucking sick.
He's like,
his gym motivation, man.
Yeah, he's a Vegeta. He's actually pretty like he's there. Less than all, but like he's like yeah, and he's like fucking can kill people. So pretty sick. And like,
is it a cool tattoo though?
Yeah, it's actually
okay.
Good.
Okay, yeah, it's cool then. Okay,
yeah, it's not like a really poorly done
tattoo. Okay, okay.
But, you know, a show that I watched like 4 years ago that, you know, from nostalgia and watched it again, it kind of ruined it. Digimon.
Was it not good?
Don't watch Digimon again.
Oh, man. But I still watch the movie like once a year I watch.
The movie is so fucking good.
Once a year I watch that
movie.
The
movie is amazing. But don't watch Digimon, the show, again. Because
you know why?
Because
Matt is a bitch.
Oh, yeah. That's
Matt is the biggest bitch.
Maybe it's that as a kid, I felt during the whole Puppetmon era. And that thing, I thought that was the craziest shit in the world with the four masters.
Yeah.
And everything was crazy. And I was like, Puppetmon, I felt so bad for him.
No, he was the scariest thing in the world, man.
That was big for me because as a kid, like, I didn't care about any, like, when they try to do emotional shit in movies and things, I was like, I don't care about this shit. This is a fucking cartoon. But that show, I legitimately felt bad for Puppetmon. Now, so I went back and watched it. The voice acting is terrible. The story half the time is retarded. And, like, it's not, and the Puppetmon thing was not that sad at all.
Yo, but Piedmon was the scariest thing in the world, man.
Piedmon was fucking scary, but
he was so fucking scary.
You know what was not scary?
Man.
Metal Seedramon.
Oh, yeah.
His voice was like, hey guys, I'm gonna get you.
Yeah, and then he got ripped in half in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, don't watch it again. It's
man, I do not remember most of this.
Yeah, don't watch it again. That's what I did too. I said, I don't
just watch the movie.
Yeah, watch the movie like 17 times.
Yeah.
Because they got that We're the Kids in America song.
I was just about to say that.
They got Magnemon and...
Magnemon. Yeah, they got all those Digimons. They got the kids all over the world with the computer.
Everyone's working with MS-DOS and shit.
MS-DOS? Yeah.
These kids in Africa using MS-DOS and shit
Digimon
fight on the computer.
Watch Digimon fight on your computer. Yeah.
Never understood
What are the shows
that
have they done, like reboots or like, you know, people are asking about it? Actually, did any of you guys watch Pokemon Origins? I know, Arian, you probably did.
Which one's that?
No, Pokemon.
I only watched up till Orange. No, was Orange Island, Orange League before Johto?
Yeah.
Okay, then I watched Johto.
Okay,
and then
so
I
like, so this is not Pokemon. This is an offshoot. This is a 6-episode Pokemon anime that they made, and it's called Pokemon Origins. And basically, you know the story.
The one
Pokemon
with Red
show.
And stuff. That's what you're talking about. Oh, okay, okay. I watched the first episode of that. It was actually really cool.
So what they did with Pokemon is they still kept the anime style. They made it a little more high quality. It's only 6 episodes long.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't follow Ash. It follows Red and Blue. And it follows the exact story of the games. So he starts out getting like a Bulbasaur and walks to Viridian City through the grass and stuff. And he goes to fight Brock at level, you know, like with level 6 Pokemon. And it's very realistic.
Is it good?
It's amazing.
Is it really?
Shit, and the music is actually all game themes redone to be like super nostalgic sounding. So that's some reboot that they did. It wasn't really a reboot, but it's kind of like a going back, and it's really, really cool.
Do the 6 episodes actually like finish everything, or is it
continue? Yeah, they finish the game from front to the back. Like he fights.
Shit, that's so cool. How long is each episode?
They're just like 20 minutes. They skip a lot. They you know, they go through parts a lot. They're just like, oh, I beat Erica, I beat Misty. Like, you know, they do this stuff, but it's really cool because like they follow the game, and like you can, if you play the games and you grew up with the games, you'll really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And the one thing they do is, and they actually have the whole you go into the cave and meet Mewtwo thing. With that show though, they introduced the first time they introduced the Mega Evolution. So that's a part where you don't really understand if you haven't played like the newer games, but it is really cool because they have like Brock. He's like, oh, your Pokemon are level 10. Okay, then I'll use my basic guys. So he brings out like the whole thing is that like the gym leaders use Pokemon based on your level.
That makes sense.
And and it's like not like you have to get every badge in order. It's just that your character started in Palutown, but really, if you were born in Cinnabar Island, you would fight Blaine first, but he would use like level 5.
Yeah, because Brock isn't a fucking pussy. Look at that guy, man.
And so like, you know, like all the gym leaders are actually very established trainers, and they just use Pokemon based on your level and your thing.
That is actually so cool.
Yeah, and it'll really make you excited about Pokemon and feel good. So I would definitely recommend checking that out.
Yeah, man, you think that guy became a gym leader for X years with a level 10 Onix?
Yeah.
Let's be real here.
And Ash fucking used the sprinkle system to fucking cheat his way into winning.
Ash does not get any badges. I rewatched Pokemon.
Yeah.
And I realized that everything he does, the only way he accomplishes anything is Team Rocket tries to fuck him up, and then him and the gym leader team up and fuck Team Rocket up.
Yeah.
Ash doesn't win any battles himself. He always has help, and he always gets a badge from it.
Yeah, he's
always... Why? He beat Lieutenant Surge. Remember that?
What? I hardly.
I barely remember that.
Why? Yeah, no, you do remember when Ash went, when Pikachu went on its tail, when there was the giant explosion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, now you remember it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also, like, even going back to the Pokemon Origins, they even do the Lieutenant Surge thing where he has to go in the puzzle and he has a bunch of those, like, the barrels and shit.
The garbage cans?
The garbage cans. Like, they even do that, I'm pretty sure.
You know what one rebooted series that's not really a reboot that you all should watch because it holds up so good?
What?
Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
It's on YouTube. It's the funny. I watched all like 45 episodes.
There's
of it,
45
that's
episodes
so the entire much. Time. It is so funny.
I wanted to watch Yu-Gi-Oh! Again, but I learned how to play the card game really well. And so now I think watching it again, it would destroy me.
That's why Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged is literally, they go through every single episode and just the best parts of it, and then they just voice over stupid shit.
Yeah.
And so you know exactly what's happening in the show.
Yeah.
But it's just, you laugh.
You know what I want to see? I want to see the part, you know the part where Kaiba threatened to kill himself if you didn't let him win?
Yeah.
Remember that? I want to see what the Abridged part says for that.
I'm pretty sure that's like the first episode.
No, it's not. It's like when they were fighting like a while in. When he was going to go fight Pegasus or whatever, and then he was like, if you don't let me win, I'm going to throw myself off this bridge or whatever, off this castle. Remember that?
Doesn't he? I swear Kaiba actually does jump off a castle, and like everyone thinks he's dead.
Maybe.
And he comes back as a ghost, but he's not actually a ghost. He just jumped in water and he survived.
Yeah, and then Kaiba has his weird little brotherhood that looks nothing like him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the little brother that was Super Saiyan 3.
And then Joey's fighting for his sister to not get blind anymore and like to get her eyes.
I gotta watch the Abridged series again because it was so fucking funny. It was all
tell me what they say at that part though, because I want to know.
I don't remember. I just remember like, what's his name's hot sister? Joey's just wants to like, no, not Joey. Who's the other guy?
Tristan
like wants to fuck her so bad,
but she's blind.
I know, but the entire time it's like he's trying to fuck this girl, and all these like bad puns that are used in the show they make fun of, like. There's those ghost guys on Kaiba, not Kaiba, on Pegasus's island thing.
Yeah.
And they're always like, you don't stand a ghost of a chance. And they just say that over and over.
I hated that guy so much. He was so fucking annoying.
He was annoying because he fucking cheated.
Oh my God.
He's a straight up cheater. Can we talk about how back in the day, all the bad guys used to straight up just cheat and just be like, and like even the good guys used to just like. Yeah, I guess that's what the lesson was, that bad guys don't win because they fucking cheat.
Man, Yugi doesn't even play the card game right, yeah. According to the card game.
Yeah, I remember Dungeon Dice Monsters,
wait,
too.
Wait, Kaiba had Obelisk, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yugi has Slifer the Sky Dragon.
And no, Relinquished.
No, that's Pegasus. Pegasus has been here.
Who had Obelisk?
During the God cards, Kaiba had Obelisk.
Oh, God cards.
Yugi had Slifer the Sky Dragon, and then Merrick had Ra or something, some shit like that, right?
Oh, yeah, Merrick, that guy. That guy was scary.
That guy was like, why is this guy in the show?
That guy was Broly.
That's what I felt like.
Yeah, it looked like Broly.
He was basically Broly, yeah.
It's weird. Gavin, do we want to get into your last three questions, too? Trying to continue
on?
Yeah,
let's do that real quick.
So getting back to fall in love questions.
Fall in love questions. Yeah. If you weren't here with us last week, you're fucked up. Go listen to those last week ones.
Yeah. But should I recap real quick?
Basically, yeah, we're just trying to – there's an article online a long time ago, January 9th. Basically, they made these 36 questions, and apparently if you ask somebody these 36 questions and you guys talk about it, and then afterwards you stare into each other's eyes for 4 minutes, you will fall in love. And I've actually tried this. It didn't work. But we're going to try it anyways.
It didn't work.
On all of us.
Okay. So, yeah, we're three questions in.
Yeah, last week we answered – there's three sets of questions, and last week we answered one question from each set. And now we're going to do the same.
Okay.
So questions
– let's go.
2, 14, and 26.
Okay.
So ready?
Yep.
All right. So question number 2. Would you like to be famous in what way?
Oh.
In what way? We didn't answer this last week?
Be famous? No.
Oh, yeah, last week you asked about the what person you would want to meet or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Nah, dinner guest.
Okay, yeah, dinner guest. Okay, Gavin, do you have an answer for this already, or I can go?
Obviously, I'd like to be famous. I think I've talked about it last week, too. In what way, musician or author,
yep.
I guess. Very obvious, because I'm at school for creative writing, and I'm also a musician, so.
Okay, famous for me, probably... if I could, to be honest, I like somewhere like where Kanye West stands and he wants to be in, where I want to be like known for making really good music. Maybe not with the ego, but the ego is probably.
Does he even want to be known for that anymore?
Yeah, that's the thing. So he wants to move to fashion,
yeah, he just
and like cultural stuff.
Mogul, yeah.
And I want to. That's exactly like I would want to be definitely like some guy who's into fashion and shit like that too. You know, so either big or small, I could be famous for being a really good producer. And just associated with good music in general. And then, you know, fashion and shit like that could be on my side hustle. And hopefully the people who are really into that stuff think I'm super cool because of that. I just want to be famous for being a good guy. No, I want to be YouTube famous for one
thing. So you want to be the exact opposite of Kanye West.
Yeah. If I'm not famous like that, I want to be famous on YouTube for a 15-second video. That's really embarrassing. But it has 100 million views.
Yeah, Steph goes to Chile.
Yeah. No, I want something more like, he's only gay, why do you have to be mad? Like something like that.
That guy was a genius.
Yeah.
So I think I would want to be famous. See, at first I got into like professional writing at school because I was just like, I have a lot to say.
Yeah.
And I want everyone to hear my opinions. But then I realized that writers, no one gives a shit about what you say.
No.
Unless you are like this one in a million writer.
Yeah.
So now I'm kind of like changing my directions and I want to work in like a TV media place. So I'm trying to get a job at like CBC or something.
Yeah.
But it's all in like the same goal just because like I want my voice to be heard, but in kind of like a different way. Because the more I like writing, the more I realize that it's impossible to get your word out.
Yeah, at least a broad scale. Yeah. Well, at least where media is moving right now with more video-based and content like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough. All right.
Question number two.
Is there something that you've dreamed of doing for a long time? ? Why haven't you done it? ?
Oh, God.
I guess I'll kick it off this time, too.
Okay.
Mine is recording a full length, I guess. Because right now, it would have been books, like writing a book, but I'm pretty much almost done it. So recording a full length. Why haven't I done it? Money, basically, and no band I've ever been in has been able to afford it or had enough songs for it or has done it. But yeah. Now I'm writing a lot of songs, so maybe one day I'll get to do it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
A lot of EPs under your belt.
Yeah, a lot of EPs, but not enough, or not enough full lengths. I want to, like, record a good set of, like, 10 songs that are just one complete thing.
And yeah.
That's that's it.
I think for me it would be, I actually think I said this like on my first podcast I came on here, but like the one thing I always wanted to do like throughout high school was make a magazine.
Yeah.
But I never could because it's like impossible to do it by yourself. So pretty much I just didn't, like I always, whenever I got close to people, I'd always like bring up this idea of mine, but you can't really do it even with like two people, right? You need like a crew.
Yeah.
And you need money.
Money.
So.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That dream died.
Yeah. Dream of stuff to do. I've been thinking about this a little bit recently. Is I've yet to do like any traveling really. I've went on like, I've been like to Germany as a kid. I've been to Sri Lanka and stuff as a kid in India, but like.
But it was never to see things, right?
Like, yeah, it's just see people and stuff, mm-hmm. right? I've never been like, I've never traveled on my own. Like, I've been to New York on my own and stuff like that. So like, I haven't done any actual traveling yet. I think that it's something easy to do. But obviously money. But now that I have a real job, things are starting to seem a little bit more plausible.
It's so. Also like, also the thing of like you, I don't know if you want to do it by yourself, you know, like you also want people to come with you and yeah. share the experience of traveling.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a very social person. Yeah. I thrive off yeah. people's energy. Yeah. I do like the idea of doing a solo trip. Though people say it's really good. And, you know, you learn a lot about yourself. And I do think that.
You should come visit. I can agree with
that. As crazy. Oh, yeah, Gavin. I'll talk to you later about that.
Sure.
And then, but I do like the idea of like a solo trip, maybe, you know. Even though I'll probably go crazy, I think it.
No, I don't think you'd go crazy if you went for like a month or something.
Yeah.
It's not that much.
I definitely make a lot of friends on the way or try mm-hmm. to. But, you know, actually my boss, he did a year-long trip in India alone. So, like, that sounds
wow. A year-long trip?
Sick. But a year-long, don't got that kind of money.
Yeah.
No, it's too long.
Man's got a job.
See, I think you'd go crazy if you were to stay in one place.
Yeah, yeah.
You if you went to place and you just kept going yeah, different places, like, you wouldn't go crazy.
You know, if I was sure. alone, I'd definitely do the whole 3 months, drop me off in Singapore, and I'm going to pick me up in fucking Turkey. And then somehow I'll have to make it there in 3 months and like wherever I go, but or pick me up wherever I'm ended off in 3 months. And then probably just try to make my way through, definitely hit up Thailand, do some boxing, fucking go to other place, hot box. Yeah, and like hit up, you know, places in that I would have never seen. And stay in the shittiest places that no other reasonable person would ever stay. Because I have low standards. So maybe this is something I can do in the future. This is giving me a lot of ideas. So,
all right. Last question. Complete this sentence. I wish I had someone with whom I could share ...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay, I can talk about this a little bit.
All right.
So it's not really – the way I think about it is like I have different people that I share different things with. So to be honest, I feel very satisfied in where I have things to share with people. So, you know, with Gavin, I share a lot of these like musical tastes and even just like a lot of the feeling stuff, I feel like I can click with you really well. And then like, you know, other things like with I'll talk about both of you guys on podcasts. Like, Arian, where I connect with you really well is, like, part of that nerdiness, part of that, like, urban, like, you know, pop culture kind of mm-hmm. urban kind of feel that I was missing a lot from, where mm-hmm. the rest of the crew mm-hmm. that I have. And, like, everyone has, like, a different thing that I kind of share with them. Even Johnny, my office mate, me and him share our love of the Six and all the fucking pop culture shit. Like, no one else. We don't talk about this shit with everyone else in the office because they don't know what we're talking about. So that's always fun. I think I have different people. So I don't know. I maybe it'd be nice to have somebody I could share everything with, but then that's just me, you know. Who I could share the funny references, like the YouTube things, the feelings, even the ideas of like, you know, cultural similarities in terms of that, like. I've found people that now I can actually share those cultural similarities with. So I don't know if I wish I had anyone that I could share something like different with. Because I do have people. They're just all separate people. And I have them in each different spot. Okay. Anyone have anything else to say?
Does anyone have anything?
Oh, okay. What do I feel like? I think I don't have anyone to share with, like, my personal achievements and stuff in that way because, like, I don't talk to my parents at all about, like, school or work or anything like that, right? But I also am not the person to, like, brag about things that I've done.
Yeah.
And, like, if Maria asks or, like, if someone asks, like, about this and this, I'd be like, okay, yeah, you know, I did this, I did this. But I'll never outright be like, hey, like, oh, I did this. Like, I accomplished this, right?
Yeah.
It's like the other day, Ian asked me, like, what I was doing with, like, my writing stuff. And then I was like, oh, yeah, like, I applied for this, like, competition and stuff, right? So it's not, like, things that I really bring up in a way.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, little personal stuff.
Yeah. Gavin, you got anything to add?
Yeah. Well, the first time I answered this question when I did it with somebody, I said – just my life, like share my life with. But it's so generic and wide. I think right now, someone to share my work with, like my writing, but who would actually be honest about it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You haven't shared with me, I'll tell you if it's shit.
Possibly. I could possibly do that. Good. There's so many people out there. Like, I do workshops like every week. Pretty much, and everyone sugarcoats everything. Like, we're in class, and some people will bring in just terrible, terrible, terrible writing, and then everyone will have to be like,
oh, really?
I really like this part about it.
Oh, God.
And then you're like, but I didn't care for this. Like, you probably changed this.
Well, I worked at the writing department at York last year.
Yeah.
And, like, I would shit on people's essays when they came in. I would shit.
That's good,
though.
Have you guys seen Whiplash yet?
Oh, yeah. Best movie.
Yeah.
Shout out to Young JK. Shout out to Miles Teller.
Yeah, I need a JK Simmons in my life.
Yeah, we rep him hard actually in my office.
Yeah,
and
so good.
Yeah, Whiplash is definitely amazing. Yeah, it's
I haven't finished it yet, so don't spoil it.
Yeah. Oh really?
You haven't finished it yet?
No, I didn't finish it. I watched like half of it, but I'm
okay. Like, man, it's like gripping too. Okay. That's like the one movie I split up all my movies in long TV shows and stuff too. But, like, that was the one movie I sat start to finish because it was, like, it was too intense.
Yeah.
And the movie isn't even that long. It's only, like, an hour and a half.
Yeah, which is – that was my favorite part about it, that it just fucking got to the point. Nothing – there was no excess.
No, and there's not even, like, a B story. Like, there's kind of, like, oh, there's a little bit of romance, but it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, fucking get rid of it. Like, they literally cut the fat from everything.
Yeah. That's editing. That's good editing.
Yeah. I would definitely say throw your story to Terry, too, because Terry, like, literally he just complains about how everything is terrible all the time. So you should do that.
Yeah, but
it might be weird because everyone's so close to you. So, like, you need, like, if you want an objective for their opinion.
There's also, like, the fact that lots of, there's genres and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say it all depends on the type of writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people, like, I've shown my story, obviously, to every one of my classmates. And some people, no one said they outright disliked it. One of my teachers gave me, like, a not amazing mark. And then my other teacher gave me a really good mark.
Yeah.
So it's just like everything is so subjective when it comes to writing. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to, I don't know. It's so hard, and I can't tell because I doubt myself all the time. So I need someone to share my my doubts with.
Yeah, that's actually. So I want to add something too. And I think that like I think I do have people with this, but it would be nice to have somebody who actually shares like my personal crises all the time. I have like existential crisis like every day.
Yes.
And I like to talk about them sometimes, but it's hard to bring it up all the time. I don't want to feel like somebody who's just constantly just doubting themselves or fucking freaking out about nonsense.
What we should do, we should just turn the show into a show where we talk about our problems.
Yeah.
And that way people can be like, oh, okay, I'm not alone in the world.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we kind of do that a little bit. We can definitely talk about that as like a full topic one day. And like
yeah. That should
have
be the next
10 million, one. Million different things. And there's, you know, there's these philosophical, you know, circle arguments that I have with myself all the time that, you know, why am I doing whatever? So I definitely share them with people, but not as much as I should. So maybe it'd be nice to have like somebody who I know that is constantly going through the same thing and understands where I'm coming from.
Lovely.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Do you want to end it?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. So thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We went longer than we wanted to, like we always do. We're at the 50 American mark. So if you're sitting with us, thank you. Shouts out to Miles Teller on the drums in Whiplash.
And obviously Mars.
Yeah, shouts out to Mars. Thank you, Mars. Money, I haven't got an update on the money yet, but we will still represent the brand.
Shout out to...
We'll keep calling you. Just answer.
Yeah. And
give a shout out to the Power Rangers.
Shout out to Power Rangers. Yeah. That reboot, if you haven't seen it, it's
Future Trunks as well.
Future Trunks,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And Vegeta and Vegeta tattoos.
Vegeta tattoos. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. Right. At Noite Podcast, at Karthik Music.
At Saint Arian.
At Gavin Sutton.
And yeah.
All right.
Good night.
See you next week.
Bye.